Talking today with Rich Nelson of Allendale, the September WASDE has come out, and it doesn't seem to be too much excitement, does it, Rich?
You know, for the most part, we had a lot of questions going into this report, but for the most part, we're coming back with, an okay situation after USDA's approach. We knew we'd have some old crop corn and soybean revisions. In other words, some higher stocks being posted. And that certainly was reflected. And I think the numbers were within the trade expectation for the most part in corn and soybeans. As far as the discussion on new crop, you know, USDA had a lot of things to change here, and they could have really added on to the supply situation, but they gave a moderate increase to acres. They posted yields at 176.3, which was a little higher than the average trade estimate. But as far as stocks, 1.4 billion bushels, pretty much right in the trade expectation for corn. Issues for the wheat or for the soybean side, you know, they did the same type of story, a moderate increase in production based on higher yields, slightly lower acres. One thing we will point out is USDA did make some interesting choices regarding demand for new crop. In fact, exports in this case were up about 35 million bushels in this report. Some might have a little question. But for the most part, for corn and soybeans specifically, most people would call this perhaps a neutralish report and perhaps not as bad as it could have been.
What are we looking at for the crop production numbers?
You know, for the most part, as far as the corn discussion here, we saw numbers moving from last month's 15.892 billion now posted at 16.2. So we had a 14.750 billion posted to 14.996. So for corn, the production changes with old crop, that added just over 300 million bushels to total supply. As far as production on soybeans, numbers stay going from 4.339 last month, now 4.374. An increase, but not as bad as it could have been here.
What do the cotton numbers look like for crop production?
Sure. And as far as the cotton discussion, you know, a lot of people had a question how much of an increase we'd be posting on this report. USDA did give us a number, an increase as well, going from 17.3, in this case, a million bales here last month, now 18.5. It's actually the largest production here going back about 2 years. So production a little bigger than a lot of people had expected. Stock numbers going from 3.0 to 3.7 million bales in this case. So some people might call that just a little disappointing.
I'm wondering with cotton and the cotton numbers right now, with the prices and the crop looking so good, if we're going to see those numbers really start to increase.
And that's a really good question here. A lot of people had questioned about this year's planting numbers and a planting increase to plug in. A good question is certainly like you're discussing here, what does this mean for next year? So we're kind of looking at, in this case, prices, you know, USDA posted in this case, actually an 84 cent price here for this year's a trade over last year's 66, over the previous year's 60. So this is certainly an incentive that people will be responding to here next year.
Let's talk a little bit about livestock numbers.
And livestock, really interesting discussion here for us. As far as the pork side, no major changes to their numbers for this year specifically. Of course, there are some moderate changes. What I was really interested to see is the fact that USDA still has lower numbers lined up for the first and second quarter of next year for pork. The issues for beef, really interesting. USDA implies the next two quarters we're in right now, down 2% versus last year. The really exciting thing for beef is 2022 as a whole, 3% lower than last year production. So for beef, this is a unique story. 3 years straight of liquidation is now being shown. 2022 will be the first year where this really hits. And considering the fact we're still in liquidation, you can line up beef production declines for the next three, if not up to 4 years ahead here.
So you do think this can continue?
You know, we do think that the beef side certainly is going to be a rising star story, so to speak, for easily the next 3 years straight. In terms of the current short-term issue where we've broken in the past 13 days, we broke over $9 out of this October live cattle contract. We see this as more of a short-term issue in the context of what's a broader three-year period of low production ahead.
Well, since this September report was a little bit neutral and nothing super exciting, does that mean October could be more exciting? Or what are we looking for October?
Actually, I got to say, I think October might be a little quieter report. Keep in mind for October, as far as corn and soybeans, usually that's a superstar report where we get the acreage numbers on that one. We had the acreage numbers posted 1 month earlier than normal. What I would suggest is going to be really interesting is about the October. It's actually not going to be as exciting as a new crop report as it normally is. What really is going to come home is the fact that this comes right after the September 30th grain stocks. So we'll get new official old crop stocks for corn and soybeans. On top of that, as far as the wheat, we're all waiting for a clear, true number on spring wheat production. USDA will be posting that on the September 30th small grains summary report. So October will be exciting for us for corn and soybeans for old crop changes. And it's actually also going to be exciting for a true wheat production discussion.
Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.